A law signed 10 years ago prohibits the manufacture, sale, and possession of new assault weapons. It defines them as guns with at least two features from a list of characteristics that includes grenade launchers, pistol grips for rifles, or bayonets. Jerry Bonavia directs the Wisconsin anti-violence effort, known as WAVE. She says the assault weapons ban needs to be stronger, but at the very least, it should be renewed.
What's clear here, kind of the bottom line is, do we really need military-style guns in civilian possession? That's really what we're talking about today. I mean, there are plenty of hunting weapons out there. There are sporting guns out there. Do we really need to be arming our citizens with military guns?
President George W. Bush has said several times he supports the ban, but Bonavia says Bush needs to actively lobby Congress. Wisconsin pro-gun movement director Jim Fendry calls the current assault weapons law meaningless. He says it still lets manufacturers legally build semi-automatic weapons with only minor changes. And he says there are still millions of legal semi-automatic guns on the market that were produced before the ban. Fendry says signing a tougher law would do nothing to curb crime.
The honest citizens would be the only ones that would be affected by it. The bad guys, if they wanted to have them, would just continue to buy them on the black market, if you want to call it that, or the alternative market.
Fendry also says signing a tougher weapons ban would end Bush's political career. The current assault weapons ban expires September 13th. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.